Next, one of the greatest spectacles in all of the Potter movies. It's the Quidditch World Cup.
There is no difference to how they do the build-up to the Quidditch World Cup than how we would do the build-up to the Champions League final.
That was a magnificent moment, the Wizards Millennium Stadium or whatever it is, the first time you see that, and it looks like it's going to be like Wembley, even though it's got a different set of arches. But then it's this sort of kind of huge, like the inside of a South American prison with endless walkways.
It's the Irish, Miss Troy,
and the Lit!
But while the big stuff is awesome, what's fascinating about this is that in the world of Potter, no detail is too small.
They made Quidditch World Cup programmes. And in the programmes, it would be like a Champions League final programme. You have player profiles, you have the history of the game, you have sponsorship pages. No one was ever going to see these programmes. There was never going to be a close-up of the programme, but they still went to the effort of making them and making tons and tons of these programmes just in case, in the back of shot, someone might see a programme and they couldn't possibly have it being a bit of blank paper.
Look, there's one. That bloke's reading it. And if you're wondering where England are, they didn't qualify. Looks like they got that detail right as well.
I think that's a joke on J.K. Rowling's part.
This is the moment the world goes, wow, these guys can really, really act.
Frustrated by their battle against the Dark Lord Voldemort, here an exhausted Harry and Ron genuinely turn on each other.
What's wrong?
Wrong? Nothing's wrong. Not according to you, anyway.
It was very difficult because me and Rupert get on so well and laugh so much.